Well, God morning. Welcome back to the God School. The GodSchool.com is a place where you can access 14 years coming up. Wow. Next week on 15 years. It's hard for me to believe. But where you can access almost 15 years of teaching, unedited, uncensored teaching of God's Word. Now, we're getting back into the book of Ephesians. I thought last week's pause was necessary for encouragement, but all of God's Word, when heard with ears that are gifts of God, should always be not only encouraging, but edifying. I want to go back. We were in Ephesians 2 the last time. And I just want to read some verses, beginning in the 14th verse. For he is our peace. Eirene is the Greek word, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of partition, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. Listen, what was the enmity? What was the wall? It was the law. It was ordinances, even of men, for to make in himself of the two one new man, so making peace, Eirene, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, by what he did, having slain the enmity. What was the enmity? The law of commandments. Having slain the enmity in himself, and came and preached peace, Eirene, to you who were far off, and to them that were nigh. Why am I going back to that? I want you to understand this Greek word, Eirene. It means to set together again. Peace. In the Hebrew, Shalom. It's not just a greeting. It's not just a salutation. Shalom. It means wholeness and wellness. In the Hebrew, in the ancient Hebrew, it means to destroy the authority of the one that binds us to chaos. A lot of chaos going on in this life today. I want you to understand through the power of the gospel in Jesus Christ, the authority that binds us to chaos has been destroyed. Now, to pick up the teaching from where we left off, speaking of Christ, for through him, that is Christ, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, speaking to the Gentiles, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the committed ones and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles, of the sent ones and the prophets, the truth tellers, Jesus Christ himself being the chief corner, in Jesus all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. Groweth. Folks, it's not an instant happening. Yes, for faith, God gives us his Spirit. And we are at that point put in Christ, but it is a growing process. Hey, I've been at this almost 40 years. No, from the foundation of the world, when I came into this world, God's eternal purposes were being worked in me as well as in you, whom he chose in Christ before the foundations of the world. We're growing. In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. God is building in us that which he inhabits. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ for you Gentiles, I'm captured for this reason. If you've heard of the dispensation, the word is okonomi, stewardship. This is a job I've been given. If you've heard of the job I've been given of the grace of God, which is given to me, to you word, for you. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery. As I wrote aforetime in a few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Don't know that we have that letter. But the history strongly suggests that after Paul was converted on the road to Damascus, he spent 3.5 years in the desert being personally taught by Jesus Christ himself that he might reveal the mystery of Christ. Now listen to what he says. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed, uncovered unto his committed sent ones and truth tellers by the Spirit, that is the Spirit of God, that the Gentiles, the ethnos, ethnics out of every race and tongue should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Whereof I am made a minister, a helper, if you will, according to the gift of grace, of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Boy, as Paul writes to us, it is and purposed to be effectual working of God's power. He says, unto me who am less than the least of all saints. This is kind of a poetic term. Lower than the lowest. He's trying to tell you and tell me he didn't qualify on his own. It was God's purpose. Unto me, who wasn't qualified, is this grace unmerited faith given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. King James says, and to make all men see. No, the word men is in italics. It's added by the translators. Listen to this. And to make all see what is the fellowship, the koinonia, that is the joint participation of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Oh, let your mind expand that you might understand. Jesus, the creative agent of all things. That's who he is. Who took upon himself flesh and blood. Who did this. He said that when you see me, you might see the Father. Why did he? Do this to the intent that now unto principalities and powers, arche and exousios, to areas, rulers of areas, and to authorities, exousios is the word, authorities in heavenly places, might be known by the ecclesia, by the church, that is, by those who belong to God, by those who belong to the Lord, the manifold wisdom of God. Might be known this same word is found in the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John in the 26th verse. Jesus speaking, he says, "And I have declared that it might be declared by the church. I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it through those who belong to God, those who belong to the Lord are to make known the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose." Let's go back. According to the good pleasure of his will, it says in the fifth verse of the first chapter, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. Which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. In whom? What? Look! What is Paul saying? This declaration, is coming from one who is in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith, King James says, of him. You know, oftentimes when I study, most times when I study, I use different platforms on the internet, and one gives multiple translations. I think the number of English translations of the scripture today runs into a couple of hundred. And I'm reading this verse, and most say, through faith in him, through belief in him, through faith in him. No! It's just as it says in the 22nd verse of the third chapter of Romans, even a righteousness of God, which is by the faith of Jesus. These, where it says in, somehow or other, that's something we're doing. No, God is declaring part of that gift of faith. What does it say in Ephesians 2:8? For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. If we boast, if we're bold and have access, if we're in Christ, our confidence is in Christ, because God has gifted us the faith of Christ. These words, I don't know what they do to you, but they stop me for a moment. And I thank God for his grace. In whom, in Christ Jesus, we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him, of Jesus. Because of this, I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. You know, I always had a tough time understanding this one. Little understanding here. Paul wrote this letter from Rome, which at the time he probably was in prison. He's going through some troubles, but in spite of those troubles, he's still delivering to the Ephesian church. He's still delivering to the faithful in Christ the gospel, and probably better put than which is your glory, it should say, which should be your rejoicing and glorying in this gospel of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom, that's the Father, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. And we encounter that word inner man in that fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, which declares, though our old man is perishing, the inner man is being renewed day by day. By the might of his Spirit, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? God says, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has entered into the minds of men what God has in store. Old Testament, for those who wait for him. New Testament, for those who love him. That is, not willing to live without him, that ye may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now Paul is praying, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, his Spirit, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages. World without end. Throughout all generations. According to the power that worketh in us. Folks, we are part of something big throughout all generations. Unto him glory in those who belong to God by Christ Jesus throughout all generations, world without end. Amen. Now, I didn't say that this 20th verse is the beginning of a prayer because of the end of the 21st verse, where the last word is amen. Let's read this again. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power, dynamite, dunamis, that worketh in us, unto him glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all generations, world without end. No doubt. Not so be it. Paul has no doubt. That amen state, which is a God state. It's a state of being wherein we have no doubt. God has no doubt. He didn't scratch his head saying in the beginning, I wonder if I say light be, will it be light? He said, light be. And he had no doubt of the light. He had no doubt that what he said would be. Think on these things. Read this chapter over and over this week. That we may become bold with confidence by the faith of Jesus Christ. Until next week, this is the God School. At thegodschool.com.